You've often heard me say that Folgers coffee has been a tradition in thousands of American families, handed down from mother to daughter for almost 100 years. But here's a letter from Mrs. L.G. Ether of Omaha, Nebraska, which reverses the procedure. She handed down the custom of using Folgers to her mother. Mrs. Ether writes, and I quote, "I came to Omaha as a bride in 1935. Naturally, when I began to stock my pantry shelves, I got many of the brands my mother used. But Folgers coffee wasn't one of them. One day when I went to the grocer's, he said, 'I have a little gift for you,' and handed me a can of Folgers coffee. Much to my surprise, it was far better than the brand Mother had taught me to use, and it went much further, too. When Mother came to visit, she commented on the good flavor of the coffee. When she found it was Folgers, she said, 'Oh, but it costs more.' I said, 'Not in the long run. A can of Folgers may cost a few cents more, but it goes much further, seems to me. And it is so flavorful. The next time I went home, I noticed Mother had changed to Folgers. And not only Mother, Folgers was being served at my married brother's home. Now my other two brothers and sisters are married, and all use Folgers coffee.'" Unquote. Now that's what I call starting the family tradition of serving Folgers coffee with a vengeance. And the reason for this 100% loyalty to Folgers lies in just one thing. That famous Folger flavor. Once folks try it, from then on they prefer it above all other coffees. But truly, when it's Folgers coffee, there's a mountain of flavor in every spoonful. Now for Judy and Jane. Once again, Reginald has a dinner engagement with Jane and Joyce. He did his best to sell Joyce the idea that she should invite Chuck Redding to go along, but the girl said no. Alone with Jane, Reginald pointed out that it's hardly natural for a girl of Joyce's age to prefer having dinner with the two of them rather than with a nice young man, and Jane agreed. Oh, but then neither Jane nor Reginald know the real reason for Joyce's attitude. Now it's later in the evening. We find the three of them at the table in a fashionable restaurant.
Oh, I wish the orchestra would come back.
I'd just as soon they'd wait a while. Give us a chance to finish eating. Is your soup too cold, Jane? I can send it back.
Oh, no. It's just cool enough. It's just right.
Good. I wouldn't have kept you dancing so long, but I never want to stop dancing with you, Jane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now I know where the expression started. She dances like an angel.
Oh.
Now, don't say thank you again. You've already said it twice. You dance very well, too, Joyce.
Thanks.
When the orchestra does come back, assuming we're not in the middle of our lobster, will you have the next dance with me?
Your duty dance?
Oh, Joyce.
What can a man do when he has two such fair ladies to dance with? You see, we really should have asked Chuck Redding to come along.
I told you I didn't want Chuck to come. And, Reginald, you don't have to dance with
me. Here, now, of course I want to dance with you. But I won't unless you eat everything on your plate like a good girl.
Golly, I wish you'd stop treating me like...
What?
Nothing.
Well, then don't blame me too much. It's fun for me after all these years having a daughter. At least treating you like one, Joyce. Or am I being too hopeful, Jane?
Oh, please.
You know perfectly well you're not old enough to be my father.
Well, it's fun to pretend. Oh, here's Armand with the next course. So perhaps we will have time to finish before the orchestra comes back.
Mm. What is it, Reg?
Don't look now, Joyce. But a friend of yours just walked in.
Not Chuck. Oh, it's him. Eddie Sanders.
The inevitable Eddie Sanders.
You don't like him, do you?
I scarcely know the man.
Pam has a right to live her own life.
I don't see anyone trying to stop her.
No, but the way you both look when you see the two of them together.
I'm curious.
About what?
I wonder what Mrs. Sanders does night after night while her husband is squiring Pam about.
They're separated. He's trying to get a divorce.
So I've heard.
Well, then.
You know, I once heard a man at the club say a wife is a very convenient person to have.
My goodness, convenient.
Well, in the sense he meant having a wife, a man could never be expected to marry the other girls he chose to take out.
Oh,
if you're talking about Pam and Eddie...
I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I was simply quoting a remark.
Of course Eddie wants to marry Pam.
As you said, it's none of my business.
I didn't say it that way.
Oh, it was merely implied. Nevertheless, I still wonder how the wife must feel in such a case. I'm afraid I feel sorry for her.
Well, I don't. I haven't any sympathy at all for a woman who hangs on to a man she doesn't want just so he can't marry anyone else.
Do you know Mrs. Sanders?
Of course not.
And how can you state so positively that she doesn't want her husband?
Eddie told Pam. Well, people do such things. You know they do.
Sometimes, perhaps.
And Eddie does have a lot of money.
His chief attraction, no doubt.
Oh, Reg. You know, I've never before heard you make a really catty remark.
Oh, they're not confined to women. Rumors to the contrary, notwithstanding. I've always wondered what Pam saw in him.
If you're making insinuations, Pam happens to be a friend of mine.
Joyce, dear, this is supposed to be a pleasant dinner party.
Well, I'm sorry. But Pam is my friend.
All right, Joyce, I'm sorry, too. I didn't mean anything against your friend, Pam. I just hope she knows what she's doing.
Oh, she knows what she's doing, all right. She isn't any babe in the woods.
Meanwhile, we're neglecting the lobster, and I'm sure its feelings must be hurt.
Well, I'm not neglecting mine.
Well, shall we declare a truce between us for the main course, Joyce?
All right.
Now, what was that for?
Hmm? What was what for?
Pam just winked at you, didn't you see?
Oh, what was that?
Some sort of secret between you two?
Sort of. She's getting up.
No doubt to say hello to us. Don't worry, I'll be on my best behavior.
Golly, I wasn't worried.
Well, hello, you three gay young things.
Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Won't you join us?
Oh, no, thanks, darling. Do sit down. I'm on my way to powder my nose. Thought Joyce might like to come along.
Well, thanks, Pam. I think I will.
Well, honey, your dinner.
I'll be right back.
Don't forget, we have the next dance.
What was the idea, Pam?
I had a hunch you needed rescue. Did my eyes deceive me, or were you really fighting with Mama's poison?
I wish you'd stop calling Reginald. And we weren't fighting. We were merely having a discussion.
With Spark. After you, chump.
Mm.
Tell the truth, I thought I could stand a little rest from Eddie, too. He gets a little tiresome after a few drinks. Mr. Johnson?
Drinks?
Uh-huh. You know, stuff that comes out of bottles.
Golly, I...
Now, don't be so naive, darling. People do it all the time. Oh, glory, my nose really does need powdering. You could use a bit of redecorating, too, if you're going to compete with Mama in the glamour department.
I wish you'd stop talking like that.
Why? Had a few hours to think it over since we talked this afternoon. Well, Harrison? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. And, incidentally, while you're powdering your little nose, you might pull it back into joint.
What are you talking about?
Well, it certainly looked badly out of joint a few minutes ago.
It's merely that I have a headache.
Oh, poor dear. I have them all the time myself.
So convenient. Oh, you.
Oh, no, I really am a friend of yours. You know, Joyce, because, well, I can see right through you, and I still like you.
Oh, really?
Also, I'd like to help you.
Thanks. Whatever men may say, women do stick together.
I have to, poor dear. Oh, if you'd like some aspirin, I have a box in my purse.
No, thanks. I can take some when I get home.
Suit yourself. How do you happen to be out with your mother and Reginald, anyway?
I happen to be invited.
By Reginald?
Of course.
You see, I've been right all along.
Oh, have you? About what?
Darling, Reggie is a lot more interested in you than he wants to admit.
He isn't at all. He only asks me because it pleases Mother. He's hardly looked at me all evening.
Oh. What was it I said about that nose of yours? Well, darling, of course, it's up to you.
What is?
Whether you're going to welcome Reg into the family as your darling stepfather.
Oh.
Or not.
But it's not up to me. It's up to Mother.
Well, you can throw a lot away either way. Well, I'm not going to deny that. Is she in love with you?
I don't know. This evening when I came into the living room after I finished dressing, she was looking at him. I've never seen her look at him that way before.
Mm-hmm. Don't get busy. I haven't much time to lose.
Oh, Pam, stop it. I tell you, I haven't a chance. Even if I wanted to have.
Well, you're not going to pretend to Auntie Pam that you don't want to have.
Oh, Pam, I don't know. I wouldn't tell anyone but you, but... Well, maybe what you say is true. Anyway, part of it. Reginald is everything I've ever dreamed of. But...
Well, don't stop there.
Well, he really doesn't think of me as anything but a daughter.
Well, if I were you, I'd soon change all that. Especially if I had your looks.
You're forgetting Mother happens to be beautiful. Anyway, Dolly, it'd be bad enough trying to take a man away from any other woman, but... Well, my own mother...
Oh, I'm afraid you have a conscience. So inconvenient. On the other hand, think of going through the rest of your days living with your mother and Reginald if they were married.
Oh.
Hmm? It would, Joyce.
Well, I have to leave home.
Anyway, you're forgetting your mother hasn't shown any signs of wanting to marry Reginald.
She's awfully fond of him.
Fond.
Well, I stay away from the table much longer, dear Eddie. You'll be barring down the door. You haven't had dinner yet, have you, Pam?
No, yet we ate before we came here. Just stopped in for a drink.
What? Well, do you suppose that... Well, that Eddie would leave long enough to drive me home?
So it's like that, huh? No, certainly, ma'am. Eddie will do whatever I want him to.
Oh, Pam, thanks. I really don't think I can bear to stay here any longer.
Well, you just tell your mother and Reg about that headache and we'll be on our way.
Fine.
Yeah, I have a better idea. Instead of going home, why don't you come to my apartment? We'll have a nice long talk.
Talk?
I think I have something that might cure that headache of yours. Even better than aspirin.
So Joyce openly confesses that she is torn between wanting Reginald for herself and the guilt feeling of deliberately trying to steal him from her own mother. For someone like Pam Gardner prodding her, will Joyce smother that guilty conscience and go ahead with her ruthless plans? Or will she stop before it's too late? Join us next week as Pam suggests some drastic steps as things begin to happen in our story of Judy and Jane. If these early days of winter seem a bit gloomy, why don't you take a mind's eye trip to the tropics? Just imagine you're standing high on the tropical mountain slopes where your favorite coffee grows. Oh, isn't that breeze delightful? And the fragrance of the flowers. Oh, better get under shelter. Here comes a warm tropical rain, so swiftly that the brilliant sunshine glitters through like diamonds before it's blotted out. Here in the world's coffee-growing paradise, nature lavishes every perfect condition of soil and climate for growing the finest flavored coffee crops. The Folger people select the very choicest of these flavor-filled coffees to make up the Folger blend. Then, these perfect coffees are roasted and prepared in a very special way. A way that is so unique, so exclusively Folger's, it produces a coffee flavor so distinctively wonderful, there is simply no other flavor quite like it. It's a flavor of unusual richness and vigor, plus a rare individuality, an indescribable something that sets the Folger flavor apart from all other coffees. And this unusual richness and flavor depth provides an additional plus, an economy advantage, which appeals to every thrifty housewife. You see, Folger's coffee is so extra rich in flavor. You are urged to try using 1/4 less of it than of lesser flavored brands when you make coffee. So for a delicious flavor treat, as well as a budget help, why don't you bring home a pound of mountain-grown Folger's coffee next time you shop? You'll find when it's Folger's coffee, there's a mountain of flavor in every spoonful. This transcribed adventure of Judy and Jane is brought to you by the Folger Coffee Company. We'll be back with you Monday the same time. Till then, this is Jack Brinkley bidding you goodbye for Folger's Coffee. There's a mountain of flavor in every spoonful.